February 24. Give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, 2 Corinthians 9:7. Early one morning when I was praying, the Lord told me to visit a widow who was in great need of rupees 5. He told me to supply that rupees 5 to her. So I got up, searched my pockets and found nothing. The Lord kept saying to me, go and give. So I put on my coat, took my Bible and walked out without any money with me. Strangely enough, while I was going, I noticed a 5-rupee note lying on the road. After loudly announcing 3 times and no one claimed it, I took the note and went to the widow's house and gave her the money. She began to weep and told me how that same night she saw her husband in her dream telling her not to worry and that Brother Bhakt Singh would come and give her 5 rupees. She also said that the Lord had sent me just when she was thinking of me. These things do not happen by chance. We must help the needy just as Lord helps and guides us. We have to pray asking the Lord to show us who are in need of food or clothes or money. That is how we can help and encourage our poor fellow believers, widows and orphans. There are many believers who have enough and more than enough money to spare for the needy, but they have no mind to share it with others. This type of self-centeredness causes their hearts to be full of murmurings, hatred and jealousy. In Acts 6:3 we read how the early church solved their problems by appointing men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. These days we find some people who are ambitious for power and authority, desiring to become deacons and elders. Such people have no love or spiritual concern for the poor believers. All they want is only prominence. Only those who are spiritual and are prepared by God can become shepherds.